Please watch our theories, says Marissa. I'm not telling you. Right. Dave, last time we did Tedious Link, it was...
Dave's Tedious Link.
Bomb Funk MC's Freestyler.
Freestyler by Bomb Funk MC's was released in the year 2000, which was the start of a new millennium. Millennium was the title of a Robbie Williams track from 2 years earlier, which had a video where he was acting like James Bond. James Bond has a license to kill and is a special agent with the code 007. Seven is the title of a film starring Morgan Freeman, who was on Radio 1 with Fern last week. Weak of a different type, so the opposite of strong, in the way that some people, not me, like their tea. Tea is grown in places like China and India, and traditionally was picked by ladies with baskets on their back. Back for Good is a classic track from Take That, while Take That is the title of a track by Wiley, who used to be mates with Dizzy Rascal. Dizzy Rascal performed on stage at the Royal Albert Hall last year with Shirley Bassey, who's from Tiger Bay in Cardiff. Cardiff is the capital of Wales, who lost to England in the Six Nations on Saturday in the sport of rugby union, which is played with an odd-shaped ball. Ball, first name Zoe, is married to Norman Cook, and Norman Cook is otherwise known as the mighty Fatboy Slim, which links it to some classic Fatboy Slim and the former Fatboy Slim and the classic from him, Fatboy Slim
Fatboy
and
Slim.
Rockefeller Skank.
By who, sorry?
Fatboy Slim.
Oh, you should have said that.
Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. Funk Soul Brother,
right
about now.
Morning, Norman. Morning, Zoe. Love Fatboy Slim, love Rockefeller Skank, love that whole album, in fact. Greatest Hits is brilliant. If you like that, get the Greatest Hits, it's great. Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Good.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Great.
Brilliant, brilliant. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow, brilliant. Seamless Link?
Yeah, I think so.
Talk to me about the millennium. When did the millennium start?
In 2000, wasn't it?
Not 2001. It's a common error, mainly for people who can't count, says Andy in Norwich.
Well, I wouldn't come into that category.
But then Sean, who's heading home for coffee, says, Dave, the new millennium started in 2001.
Well, you see, I disagree, because everybody was all wound up about the millennium bug and everything going wrong, and surely that was New Year's Eve 1999 into 2000.
Millennium bug was about the 2000 digit.
Hmm.
Not the fact it was the new millennium, it was more the 2000 from the 90s.
Well, I take on board what people are saying, but my millennium started in 2000, January the 1st, in fact, 2000.
Technically, the second decade of this century starts next year. We're not in it. We're on the last year of the first decade.
Why?
Because it's 2011. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So explain to me when the millennium starts.